Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you the premiere performance of This Is Wichita, with music and song in the hardy spirit of the pioneers who built this city. Since 1872, the Eagle has been writing the accurate history of Wichita. We invite you now to listen to some of these thrilling stories of the peerless Princess of the Plains.
You ask me why I came here? I came to build a city, a beautiful, prosperous city in this fertile valley where the two rivers meet.
Those were the words of Colonel Marsh Murdoch in the year 1872, when he and his lovely wife came to the little cow town of Wichita to establish the first important newspaper, the Eagle. Throughout the remainder of his life, Colonel Murdoch worked tirelessly for the progress and prosperity of this city. It was he who gave it the name Peerless Princess of the Plains. It was he who wrote with an inspired pen endless columns of editorial copy praising the city that was named after the friendly Wichita Indian. Listen now to the music of Wichita's world-famous composer, Thurlow Lawrence, who understands so well the spirit of the American Indian. We hear By the Waters of Minnetonka. Russell Lowe conducting the Eagle Concert Orchestra, interpreting By the Waters of Minnetonka by Thurlow Lawrence. The Eagle welcomes the new residents of Wichita. To you who are making your home here in the city, we so proudly boast, the Eagle extends a hearty welcome. And if you're not already an Eagle subscriber, if you will call the circulation department, dial 24431, a courteous Eagle carrier will bring this splendid newspaper to your home for a full week's complimentary introduction free of charge. Just call the circulation department of the Eagle. Give them your name and address, and they will send you both the morning and evening Eagle. The Eagle is first in news, first in sports, and first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. A week's free delivery of the Eagle awaits every new resident of Wichita. We present the First Federal Quartet singing that grand song of the West, the Ranger Song.
Owls, rain or shine, whether they're yours or whether they're mine, they're fine. When the Rangers come to town to settle up or settle down, they're in their heyday because it's payday. There's a bottle, laugh, a joke, a heck of a night, and then they're broke. We know tomorrow we'll have to borrow. We find a consolation when we haven't got a dime. Our job's a great vacation and a darn good time. We're all pals together, comrades, birds of a feather. Rootin' pals, tootin' pals, scootin' pals, shootin' pals, in rain or sunshine. Pals say they're brothers, pull for each other. When you roll your own, you're not alone, for when you belong is a Lone Star Ranger.
In a large room of the Eagle building at the corner of Markin and William are back files of the Wichita Eagle. From the first beautifully printed paper to the most recent edition, these files are complete and up to date and represent the most clear picture of the progress of this city from the year 1872. What of the names found in those countless copies? What of the dreams, the ambitions of those early citizens? What was this great city like 68 years ago when Colonel Marsh Murdoch got out his first paper on April 12, 1872? Come along with us on a little journey down memory lane. Let's turn us on a little journey down memory lane through the pages of the Eagle and take a look at a very picturesque little town, a cow town, sitting out on the wide open prairie. April rains have been unusually heavy, and the unpaved streets are rivers of mud, banked by flimsy wooden buildings and sidewalks. Well, there's Keno Corner, a collection of gambling houses and saloons. Today, the First National Bank stands on that corner, but 68 years ago, every known gambling device was in full operation, and no block was without its share of saloons.
15 on the black, the house wins, round and round she spins.
Give me a glass of whiskey, bartender.
That is. Pour your poison. 25 cents, please.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Somebody trying to cross Main Street. Look at him wade. That mud's up to his knees.
It'll be up to his neck if he ain't careful. Hey, partner, you want me to throw you a lasso?
Consarn shame. That there street's nothing but a river.
He made it. Hey, look at it. He's covered with mud from his ears down. I wonder he didn't lose that high plug hat he's wearing.
Not him. That man knows how to carry himself.
Yeah.
Know who that is?
No. Sure is dignified, cuss, though.
Why, that's Colonel Marsh Murdoch.
Yeah?
He's going to put a new paper in this town. He's a publisher.
That's so. What's the name of the paper?
Don't nobody know.
Huh?
He ain't telling. He says to get the first edition and find out. Got his printing press and type all set up in a building down at 3rd and Main.
Well, doggone. I hope he does something about this here muddy street. A good newspaper could do a lot for this town.
Don't worry, he will. I've heard he's got some great plans for this here place. Says he's going to build a city.
What? Wichita, a city. Say, this flattened out, jumping off place to nowhere couldn't be a city in 100 years. Oh, I'm for him, though. But he's got a job on his hands turning this prairie dog junction into a city.
I don't know.
Yeah, give me another drink of whiskey. Wichita, a city.
Yes, Wichita, a city. But in those days, it took a vivid imagination to foresee a thriving metropolis of law and order. There were many, however, who agreed with Colonel Marsh Murdoch that Wichita could be a city, a great city. Excitement ran high on that day of April 12th when Colonel Murdoch, the editor, publisher, and printer, ran off the first copy of his newspaper on an old Washington hand press.
Say, when's he going to get that paper off?
He's getting it now. I'm running it right off, right now.
Law's sake, I'm just dying of curiosity to find out what he's going to call us. He's got everybody in town worrying about what he's going to name it.
There was a sly twinkle in Colonel Marsh Murdoch's eye as the first clean, white, rag bond paper came off the press. For days, he had played upon the curiosity of the citizens by refusing to disclose the name of his paper. And now, the first copy was out, and it reached the eager mob outside.
What's it called? Let me see it.
Let me have a look. What's the name of it?
Wait a minute. Here. Where I'll be a bow-legged mule. Knock me down with a wagon tongue. Look what they called it. The Wichita Galoot.
What?
There it is in black and white. The Wichita Galoot.
Why, Saffron Horn Toads, that ain't no proper name for a newspaper. Why, it must be a joke.
And indeed it was a joke. The Colonel knew all too well that early day Wichitans appreciated and valued a sense of humor. The second paper to come off the press bore the correct name. The Wichita Eagle.
Now he's got it. Now that's all right. The Wichita Eagle.
I knowed it was a joke, that first name. Say, that feller's all right.
Yes, and his paper's gonna be all right, too. Look at that pretty white paper. I hear that's the finest rag bond paper you can get.
Good-looking type, too, ain't it?
What's his paper gonna stand for, you know? What's he gonna be for and against?
Let's see it. Here it is. It's right here. Right here. The Wichita Eagle will be devoted to the interests of Wichita, Sedgwick County, and southwestern Kansas. We will always be pleased to publish communications or items of interest from any portion of the Southwest, while we shall always be found laboring for the material prosperity of our adopted city, yet we will willingly accord to all sections a fair and impartial hearing on all subjects pertaining to the public weal. To this end, we invite correspondents from all portions of the Southwest on all subjects of public or general interest.
Well, now, that's right decent and fair-minded, I'd say. But is he gonna say anything about the mud that's on Main Street? Mister, I got an idea this year Colonel Murdoch's gonna say a lot about a heap of things that'll be good for this blame town.
The faith of the citizens in their new paper and publisher was strengthened as each issue of the Eagle came from the press. Mud on Main Street? Here is one of the statements the Eagle made in that first year.
The Empire House is provided with ocean steamship life preservers. The hall is just full of them. This is to provide against such a dire calamity as a guest stepping off the hotel platform and getting drowned in Main Street. We said the hall was full of life preservers. We will add, or something that looked a little like them.
And on May 24th, 1872, the Eagle said...
Sidewalk is badly needed on Douglas Avenue, running from the depot up to Main Street, which want is probably well enough appreciated by the authorities. But the building of it should not be delayed now that so many strangers are daily arriving.
Sidewalks, better streets, encouragement of business and real estate. The Eagle was fighting constantly a battle for improvement of this city. The following was printed in another Kansas newspaper.
The Wichita Eagle is the name of Marsh Murdoch's new paper just started at Wichita. It is a large 8-column sheet printed on new type throughout and is a perfect beauty of typography. The only objection we could suggest in this respect is too much white space in its advertisements. This seems to be a Murdoch notion, though. It's all right.
Yes, too much white in the advertisements. Today, our most successful newspapers and magazines strive for plenty of white space. And early Wichita advertisers appreciated this new notion, it seems. We see where William Blanker is a fashionable boot and shoemaker with his shop located on Main Street near the post office. The very best ice cream, lemonade, and soda water can be procured at old Martinson and Company, number 62, Main Street.
Don't use poor flour any longer, but go to Allen and McKillop's and get flour you can rely upon.
The doctors advertise, too. By the Eagle, we are informed that...
Randolph Devon, office number 70, Topeka Avenue, Wichita, Kansas, is prepared to perform all operations on the teeth in the most perfect manner. Teeth inserted from a single tooth to a full set and warranted.
Allen and Fabrique, physicians and surgeons, office at J.P. Allen's Drugstore, Main Street, Wichita.
E.G. Allen, M.D., examining surgeon of the U.S. Pension Department. Office at Allen's Drugstore on Main Street.
And there were many others. Doctors, lawyers, butcher, baker, and candlestick maker. The Eagle carried their messages to the public and brought results for its advertisers.
This is the greatest day in the history of Wichita. At last, we're going to get regular train service.
Yeah, two passenger trains a day. Regular trains.
Well, George, I noticed we kept talking it up. We'd get them.
Colonel Murdoch's paper done a lot for that.
Bet your life it has. This means a big thing for this town.
Yes, the Santa Fe brought its line through Wichita, and regular train service was established. Two regular passenger trains through Wichita every day.
And what's more, that train out of here arrives in Chicago 3 hours ahead of that pokey Kansas City train.
That's consarned snorting Belgian iron engine scared them horses. Dad, believe it, I don't know whether this here railroad's a good thing or not.
Me neither. Can't get over the idea of handshakes.
Well, they won't last. Never take the place of the stagecoach.
But the iron horse was here to stay, and many more were to come as the Eagle fanned the fires of enthusiasm for progress. When the regular trains came, the Eagle was overjoyed, as one can see by this item.
This is a fact. Regular three trains reached our depot yesterday. The bosom of our valley heaved and thought with ecstatic emotion. All is joy, and many, many are too full for utterance. We are exhausted, bewildered, and can say no more. It is enough.
But a rival paper, the Winfield Messenger, noted this enthusiastic item and inquired, wryly,
"Too full for utterance. Were you drunk, Wichita?"
And the Elk Falls Examiner took a further jibe at the Eagle by inquiring in its column...
Yes, that's it. Were you drunk? Or if eagles don't indulge, have you been dining on lizards, horned toads, rattlesnakes, and young buzzards? As a good-natured eagle would when at home with plenty to eat and nothing to do.
And now, here's Colonel Marsh Murdoch's reply to these editorial jibes.
Not drunk, gentlemen. And no toads or lizards in our gizzard either. But with our wing on the wind and our eye on the sun, we are dashing onward, right on, regardless of all the small fry that may beneath our pathway lie.
It was not all smooth sailing and backslapping for the Eagle's founder. As any forthright editor will do, the colonel made a few people angry. One incident such as this is recorded in the June 7th Eagle as follows.
Because of failure upon our part to properly show a certain thing, we were treated to recall an earnest interview by a fellow who was on the shoot and cut. That is, he shot off his mouth and cut around the corner.
Wichita was not without its proper entertainment and socially correct dances. Here's a society announcement. 1872 style.
A grand calico ball will be given at the schoolhouse Tuesday evening. It promises to eclipse anything in the way of a dance, feast, or frolic. yet offered to the lovers of the Arch Terpsichorean. But mind you, it is to be first class in every particular.
There was reason for stating the affair would be first class. Over in Delano, on the west side of Wichita, were dances at Calamity Kate's. And by no stretch of the imagination could they be called first class, where the cowboys and Texas cattlemen gathered to celebrate.
Do I have to break a bottle over your head to quiet you down? Now listen. This is Calamity Kate talking to you. I just want to say welcome to my dance hall. But no rough stuff, see? And no shooting. It ain't refined. And I don't want to see you getting in no trouble with that Mike Meager, our marshal. He's bad medicine, boys. You'll end up in the calaboose, sure as my name's Calamity Kate. Now on with the fun. Music, Professor!
Say, who all is this here town marshal, anyway?
Oh, Mike Meager? Say, don't let him scare you.
Don't you worry none, Waddy. I ain't scared. I usually get away with a policeman or two for a night. I ain't shot one since I was down Abilene way.
Hey, here he comes. He's looking at us.
That's the marshal, huh?
Yeah.
Howdy, boys. I reckon I'm going to have to trouble you for that dangerous-looking knife you're carrying there.
Oh, you want to take my knife away, huh? Well, suppose I don't want to give it to you.
Then I'll just have to take it away from you.
Oh, no, you won't. Come on, step, and I'll cut you in little pieces.
Drop that knife.
Now, you.
Look out. The marshal's got you covered.
He's right. Listen, you bullhead. Don't be a fool. Mike Meager ain't aiming to do no killing. But don't coax him too much, or you'll go out of here laying down.
Kate's right, boys. Now, come along with me to the calaboose, and you might live to see daylight. All right, Kate. I've got him. On with the dance.
In regard to this typical little scene, the Eagle wrote,
"The efficiency of our police was exemplified on Wednesday night. Mike Meager, city marshal, went into a saloon and took a knife from a fellow's girdle that looked like a butcher's cleaver elongated. The fellow that said he would get away with a policeman before night kept his word. We saw them going toward the calaboose early in the evening. Several of them have got away with the police in the same way this week."
And then the Eagle makes this comment on June 28, 1872.
"Several fellows made mule's ears of themselves this week again by overindulgence in rattlesnake antidote. They were forced to claw for their weasel skins before the desk of the police judge."
Where's the Colonel?
What Captain for? Colonel. He's busy in his office working out an editorial.
Busty's editorial? Busty's editorial? I got real news for him. Got real news.
How do you do? I hear you say you wish to see me, sir?
Yes, Colonel. Doggone, I got a hot story for you. I got a hot story.
Well, always glad to have news. What is it?
They arrested a half a dozen of them dance hall gals, hauled them into Squire Bantry's office. Doggone, Colonel. You ought to heard that trial. Listen, there was more dirt a spilling. Now, I can tell you the whole thing. I got the whole thing all down. All the scandal and all the lowdown and mission. Some of them gals busted out with some of the doggonedest, darndest cracks you ever heard about some of our leading citizens, too. Yeah, busted right out in court. Popped it right out, you know. Now, listen, you print that dirt, everybody in town will read your paper. Eh?
I'm sorry, but I don't think I'd care for that story.
Why not? Why not? Why, listen, it'll make new readers for the paper, new readers.
Sir, the Wichita Eagle doesn't need to resort to smearing its pages with filth in order to get readers. Thank you, and good day, sir.
And here is what the Wichita Eagle reported concerning the incident.
An odd scene might have been witnessed in Squire Vantree's office last Friday morning, where some half dozen modern dance hall girls were brought before his honor for examination upon a charge of vagrancy. To enter into details might gratify a vicious appetite, but would hardly do credit to a first-class family journal. There are some abuses around this town that cry for remedial measure long and loud. It is our desire to say nothing in the Eagle that might prove detrimental to the interests of the town.
And today, the Wichita Eagle, published by the two sons of Colonel Murdoch, faithfully follow this code of good taste. The Eagle is a first-class family newspaper. The news, not sordid scandal, is to be found in the columns today, as it has been presented for the past 68 years. To build a city. Wichita today was the vision of Colonel Marsh Murdoch and many other pioneer citizens. The Eagle fought for the railroads, and in time for the advancement of the motor car, for good highways leading in and out of Wichita, and later for the airplane. Wichita, the air capital. Wichita, the city of fine schools, churches, theaters, stores, and factories. Keep up with the time. Get the clear picture of the world today. Read the Morning and Evening Eagle. 20 cents. Just 20 cents a week will bring you both papers and the huge Sunday edition with its 8 pages of colored comics and many features. The progress of Wichita and the Eagle go marching along together. Curtain falls on the first performance of the Wichita Eagles' Review of Progress.
Why did Stan while he's flying by?
This program was produced in the York Wright Temple Studios of KFH in Wichita. If you're a new resident of Wichita and not already taking the Eagle, please call the Eagle Circulation Department, so that they may send you both the Morning and Evening Eagle for 1 week free of charge. On behalf of the Eagle, we invite you to join us again next Sunday at the same time. And now this is Vernon Reed saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.